They crept through Nazuk's chamber in the dead of night. They took her gold and her bolts of cloth so bright. They found a rug with symbols in the center of the room. A mage hand rolled it gently into the bag of doom.
Nobody asked the rug, nobody thought to say, we have here a weapon of considerable weight. We'll just stuff it away for another day. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha.
They argued on the road about the thing inside the bag. Could you throw it on an orc and watch the orc just sag? Could you roll it out in battle upside down and let it feed? They decided it was dangerous, more than they would need.
Nobody asked the rug, nobody thought to say, we have here a weapon of considerable weight. We'll just stuff it away for another.
Into darkness 60 feet below the stone. Cinder's head was on a post and they were very much alone. Two shadows stirred above them, two shadows with wings and breath. The bag of holding sat there waiting, patient as death. Aldric swung his sword until his sword swung no more. The wizard wore Nazug's face but forgot what it was for. Ambry and Astra felt a tooth and claw and flame, and the bag sat in the corner playing nobody's game.
Nobody asked the rug, nobody thought to say, we have here a weapon of considerable weight. We'll just stuff it away for another day.
And stepping onto that rug would simply cease to soar. Two dragons on that rug would be two dragons nevermore. The symbols were still glowing at the bottom of the bag, while Zack climbed through the ceiling and the rest of them just sagged. The bag sits in the pit now. The dragons circle overhead. The rug waits in the darkness among the quiet dead. It doesn't know it missed its chance, it doesn't know it all. It only knows it's ready for whenever something falls.